All right, it is Friday morning. Yesterday around this time, the United Way of St. Clair County was kicking off the fall fundraising campaign. Their campaign chairman is with us right now. He also happens to be the mayor of Marysville, Dan Damon. Dan, good morning. Good
morning, Paul.
You got a big job ahead of you.
I do, but I will tell you that the team is an extraordinary team, and we are looking at this year's campaign goal as a floor and certainly not a ceiling.
Okay, so you want to surpass the goal if you can. What is the goal this year?
$1.262 million, which is about a 3% increase from last year.
Okay.
And those aren't numbers that the United Way, we don't pull those out of thin air. We take a look at what we were able to accomplish last year, and then we take a look at what our pace setters have done. Pace setters, as you're aware, are some campaigns that start before the official kickoff, the 2018 campaign, which was just yesterday. So they've already accumulated some money. We look at kind of where their trend is, and we apply that to the overall goal, and that's how we ended up at the $1.262 million, which is about, again, a 3% increase over what we did last year.
But like you said, that will, you know, hopefully address the needs in the community by the various different agencies that rely on the United Way.
So if your listeners don't know a lot about the United Way, I'm going to give you the elevator explanation as to what we do, okay? So the United Way is an umbrella organization. It's obviously philanthropic in nature. It relies exclusively on donations from members of this community. But we've got 21 different affiliated organizations. And I'm going to name a couple, but it's certainly not an exhaustive list. But Sons, which is Save Our Neighborhood and Streets, Tyrone Burrell's organization, Girl Scouts, Hunter Hospitality House. So just to name a few. And of the 21 different affiliated organizations, those 21 affiliated organizations run 43 programs that the United Way helps to fund. And so there really is a lot of contact. And what I think resonates with people about the United Way is it's really not limited to a geographical area other than 100% of the funds stay in St. Clair County. So, you know, people from Port Huron are impacted, or Clay Township are impacted, or Marine City, or in, you know, the western part of the county out in, the Avoca area. The entire county can reap the benefits of the United Way. But it doesn't pay attention to race, and it doesn't pay attention to sex or age. It helps people across the board, because those 21 different affiliated organizations, they fill different needs throughout every demographic of our community.
I think one of the great things that the United Way has done in terms of fundraising is it has gone into the workplace all throughout the county and identified about as many different kinds of workplaces as possible and sent people in to the offices, to human resources, and said, can we talk to your employees? Can we have you fill out this slip to deduct from your payroll to give to the United Way?
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's still more out there that we can get to, right? The United Way is a little bit different because we are able to do payroll deductions. So if the United Way comes into your workplace and they do a campaign, you don't have to write a check every month or every week or once a day, drop money in a bucket. Your contribution can be deducted right from your paycheck. It is literally just that simple.
Yep.
What I'm trying to do this year. So the theme this year is today is the day, right? And you know, as a chairman, I think that it's my job. I think I'm charged with kind of setting the goal and setting the tone, and then, empowering the cabinet to go out and kind of spread that message. And I think really what I want people to understand this year is that today is the day is a message of empowerment throughout the community. What that means, you know, there's a lot of different benefits that you can go to. And you and I have talked about the philanthropy in St. Clair County. It is such a heartfelt giving area. It doesn't matter what benefit you go to. The places are packed. They can fill up Alexander's, or they can fill up the convention center, or they can fill up Solitude Links for whatever it is. And the tables are packed and people are writing checks, and they're giving because their heart believes in whatever it is that they are attending there. But so with the United Way, you don't have to buy that $50 ticket to one dinner. So if you go as a couple, it's $100. And sometimes that creates kind of an exclusive group, right? And it creates a group of givers who can afford $100 on one night to go out for 2 hours or 3 hours and give to that charitable organization. And that is great for those charitable organizations. I'm not taking anything away from that. But what we're doing this year is we are empowering every single person in the county of St. Clair to give if they want to give. If we think about this, if you want to make a difference in your community, but you can't afford a $50 ticket to whatever, and your heart tells you, I need to give to the United Way because I know that I'm helping my friends and I am helping my neighbors, then you can give a dollar a week out of your paycheck. That's $52 a year. We've got 162 or about 160,000 residents of the county of St. Clair. And imagine, you know, if every resident did that who was of working age did that. I mean, this campaign would be through the roof.
Right.
And people are stepping out and doing what their heart is telling them to do.
Yeah.
And that's why today is the day. That's why that's the campaign.
Every little bit counts, and it really does, doesn't it?
Everything counts. And there's so many different ways to give. What I want to say is if you're an employer and you are not involved in the United Way campaign, call the United Way. We will send somebody out. I will come out. Brent Gillette will come out. Maybe Danny Nagin, who was last year's campaign chair, who had an ultra-successful campaign, and we're just trying to ride the momentum of that as well. But we will send somebody out to you, and we need 10 minutes of your time, and we'll get it set up. And it's really just that simple. And if you're somebody that just wants to give, it's as simple as Googling United Way of St. Clair County, find their website. I believe it's UW St. Clair or uwstclaircounty.org.
Mm-hmm.
And their contact information is all in there, and you can pledge that way. It's very simple, and the impact is so great. 12,000 people were touched by the United Way last year. 12,000 people were helped. And this isn't 12,000, you know, this isn't 5,000 people out in, you know, Lapeer, or we're not sending money to Detroit or Oakland County. This is 12,000 people in the county of St. Clair. 12,000 people of the 160 that I just talked about.
We're going to be talking over the next couple of months, well, really during the campaign, so during September, October, November, and December, to some of the folks from the agencies that benefit from those United Way dollars. And they tell amazing stories about what they're able to do for people in our community, and whether it's you know, counseling services for single parents, or for, you know, Council on Aging, Scouts, Boy Scouts need these funds. I mean, it's just amazing. It really does touch a lot of different people in a lot of different ways.
I think if our community really knew how many lives were impacted, how many lives were changed. You know, you've got people in crisis, you've got people in anxiety, you've got people that they might be sick. It all boils down to, we've got a medical loan closet. If you've got an injury, you need a wheelchair, you need a set of crutches, the United Way has a medical closet where we can loan those different devices out to people who are in need, who can't otherwise afford them. Maybe they don't have insurance, or maybe even their insurance doesn't pay for it. So, you know, it's not, there's no exclusiveness in the United Way, and that's what I love about the organization. I stand behind it 100%. I put my name on it. I am the chair. I am all in this year to make this campaign just beyond successful. That 1.262, I look at that, and I say that is a lofty goal. But then I look at the people that we have assembled, and we change things up a little bit. We've done co-chairs this year, so I've asked two people to basically be division chairs for every division that we have, and we've got some very heavy hitting, very influential, energetic, smart people as our division chairs, and then they have assembled a team of 47 section chairs this year. This might be the biggest team that the United Way has ever had, and that just kind of tells you how much momentum is going into this year's campaign.
Well, we'll be checking in from time to time in the next few months, see how it's going, and we'll get campaign updates. Sounds like you're off and running, though. It's off to a good start.
So our pace setters have already raised $115,000. You know, just for an example, you know, some of the benefits that we get in this campaign, what's the name of it? The Day of Giving, that the Big Give.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
the Big Give.
Yeah.
The Big Give for the United Way raised just under $30,000 in one day. Enbridge brand new contributor to the United Way, never been involved before. They stepped out. They've already submitted a $5,000 pledge.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's huge. They're a great community partner. I don't know if they've never been approached. We approached them this year. It was an easy yes for them, so we want to say thanks to them. And, you know, our human services group, I believe it was, has already raised $81,000 in their pace-setting campaign. So
Wonderful.
We're off and running. Got about $115,000 in the tank towards that $1.262 million goal. And I have every confidence in the world that we'll reach that goal, but I'm also confident we're going to surpass that goal.
We hope so. Dan, thanks for telling us about
it. It's always a pleasure, Paul. Thank you.